We're right on time.
Perfect. 6:20.
Okay, today is a special meeting of Governing Board of Naco Elementary School, Thursday, January 20th, 2019, about 6:22. And all members are present, and our administrator and Ms. Horton both are present.
5:22.
Huh?
5:22.
What did I say? 6. I wish. 5:26. 22. Okay, call to order item A and Pledge of Allegiance. Item B, I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the governing board for today.
I'll second that.
Mr. Ramos, seconds.
Aye.
Item 2, presentation, proposed hearing, budget hearing, presentation discussion regarding the 2019-2020 proposed budget.
Yes, everybody should have a copy of the proposed budget. This is just a hearing for questions. It's just a few minutes of the meeting. The budget is more than last year's, of course, as you can see on page 1. With the bottom numbers there. So it's gone up because of our ADM has gone up and the base level support has gone up.
Donna, up here on line 2 and 3, we have $33,693, and then we have the increase in average salary in parentheses for the same.
Yes.
Okay. That's because it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened
okay.
yet.
All righty.
Right. Okay, you're on the summary page. Okay, yes. But I was looking at the pages that have long ways. They're shorter on yours.
Uh-huh.
Which one are you on?
This is page 2.
Page 2?
This is my page 2.
No, there's page 2 that goes like this. It should be right here.
I don't have any long papers.
It won't be long. It won't be long in your book.
Oh.
They are landscape, Ms. Walker.
Hmm?
Landscape.
They're
meaning
landscape.
That they're like this. They're.
Okay.
There's one. Okay.
1 of 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything else has stayed just about the same in all areas. I've increased the salary lines for the additional funding because what we've got in salary or in benefits, I multiplied that out by what the increase has been in the health insurance and the increase in state retirement for the year. The other and supplies and purchase services columns, those have been reflected as what we've spent this year, and maybe in some cases a little additional amount has gone in there. But overall, like it shows, we're up over $170,000.
Do we have a copy that Mr. Connell would look at? Because is he liberty to that?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have a copy.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. On 2?
2, those are just summaries of what's been on page 1. Staff to pupil ratios, how much we're paying on our audit services, and how much is budgeted out of them and over food service. Page 3 is only on the classroom site fund, broken down into 3 sections.
So we had a decrease on instruction of minus 16.9.
16.9 on page 2 or 3?
I'm on
3
of 8.
Yes.
Okay. And then the same for 4 for program 100 subtotal. Minus 16.9 there also.
Yes.
And then the same for total expenditures a total 16.9 still.
Mm-hmm.
And then 27, support services of students, a minus 7.6. And then 30, a minus 7.6, coming down to line 39, 7.6.
Mm-hmm. But overall, it was a positive 0.07.
All righty.
The next page of 4 is on the capital sheet. And that has stayed about the same as it had been the year before, this year, current year, right now. $2,000 difference.
So that 0.63%, 0.3, that's just...
It's just the comparing the prior year and the coming up budget year.
Mm-hmm.
That
the difference?
Yeah, the difference in that. That's all that percentage is going there.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Page 5 is just a summary of what was on the previous page of the capital sheet.
So we just had the furniture and equipment on there, right?
Right. And at this point, it's hard to tell what, if anything, we're going to buy out of furniture and equipment like that. So this will get adjusted come the December or May revision as we go along. Page 6 is breakdown of all the other funds, the special projects that we have, the title grants, and the 6B, the special ed grant. Under other funds, it's the food service and auxiliary tax credits, gifts of donations.
Now, show me on food service, where are we at here?
On the right-hand side of the page.
Okay, food service, so...
And it's...
Now, they're saying we're operating at a loss on that.
But this is only showing budget.
Right.
This doesn't show anything like an AFR does, an annual financial report does. This shows basically what we're supposed to be taking in and what the budget
went out.
What we're going out. Anything else?
No, 7 of 8?
7 and 8 is the breakdown on how we come up with those first pages. Where we get the from the worksheets, this comes over from the worksheets, these numbers. So it's part of the formula from the worksheets that come into these last two pages. And these only are concerning the M&O and the capital and the classroom site fund on these two pages.
From 8 of 8?
8 is the capital page and the classroom site page, which all correlate back to the corresponding pages of 3 and 4.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions?
I have a can offhand, you all?
No.
Okay, so item 3. The executive session pursuant to ARS section 38431.3.A3. That was supposed to be 2? 2?
Mm-hmm. 3.
3, okay. Discussion or consultation with the district's attorney for legal advice regarding the IRS inquiry, 2, the superintendent's contract, and 3, the interim superintendent's salary compensation evaluation for performance pay. And B, executive session pursuant to ARS section 38-431.03A.1. And that would be the personnel in terms of superintendent salary compensation evaluation for performance pay. So we will be, I'm going to ask for a motion to go into an executive at 5:27.
Second.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Do you want to go into that conference room?